The old Sumter house is gone. But a lot of these old log houses, people are finding them now and bringing them in. There's one out here just the other side of, about a half a mile the other side of the Memorial Garden Cemetery. It's on 70 West. It used to be, long when I was a boy growing up, they called it Wiggs, Arkansas. And there's a fellow I know, the fellows that owns the property now, they bought it, and they brought that in and they've covered it with a corrugated tin. I don't know why the boys done that. If I'd been them, I'd have found some boards somewhere or got somebody to drive me out some boards, and but they put a corrugated roof on it. But the old log house is just the two rooms. We're over here, they didn't bring it. And then they put it all into the kitchen, and you'd eat and cook and eat all in the back room, and you'd sleep in the two front rooms, sleep and living room. But it's a beautiful old building.
Let me ask you about this expression. You know, sometimes in the morning when a woman gets up, she might go around the house and straighten up something here or maybe dust off something there. What would you say she was doing when she gets up?
Well, I was about to say they sort of tidy up the house a little bit.
Well, what about, say, if I was looking for the broom and it was standing in a corner and the door was open so you couldn't see it, you'd tell me that the broom was...
Well, it's in there behind the door.
You ever heard people say anything like, well, it's in back of the door or something like that?
Oh, yeah, sure, sure. And well, it's just a lot of people got different words for that, you know.
Well, what about, you know, when your clothes get dirty? What does a woman say she's got to do? You know, used to they usually do it on Monday or one particular day of the week.
Well, they call that wash day.
Wash day.
And then they got everyone have a little room or a little box built in. They call it the dirty clothes corner. Take all their soiled stuff and put it in that place. Every Monday morning, you know, they used to all go in there and clean that out and take it out, had the wash pots, and they had what they call a paddling board. And they'd have a big board or a log, and they'd take the clothes out there and soak them in the soap and all, and then you'd take a paddle. And I beat up many and many a piece of clothes, overalls and shirts and such as that. It was dirty. You take and paddle out on that board. Some say paddling board, some call it a battling block. But just,
you use it to get the water out.
That loosen up that dirt.
I see.
Oh, but of course, a lot of the old timers in the country, they've all done that. But of course, the people in town, they lived a different way. They generally had wash women. But them old nigger wash women always, they had to wash the clothes with the rub board and such as that. That's what my mother used it, and my wife used it for years.
Say if you were in a two-story house and you wanted to get up to the second story, what do you call those things that you go up?
Stairway.
Now, if it's outside, say if those things you have to climb up to get from the yard to the porch, what do you call those?
Well, I never had one. I've seen some around, but I just figured they'd call that the stairway the same as in the house.
Okay.
Now my grandpa Merritt, I remember the old house used to be over there, he had a stairway in the house. He had upstairs and a cellar under the house. And he had two cap chimneys there in the old house. And he had a stairway and under the stairway, say like you was going down and go up yonder, the stairway there, and you'd go up there beside the wall there. Then underneath there, they'd have it for a little storage closet, like you had toys and maybe some tools or something like that, you'd store them there. That's all I'd know, just under the stairway.